Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you've been having a really awesome week. This past Sunday, we looked again at our study of Moses' life, and we were in Numbers 13 and 14, and it's really a pretty incredible story. We see God tells Moses to send some spies into the land, and so they send 12 spies into the land, and all 12 spies come back, and they all agree the land is awesome. It's really, really good, but only two of them believe God that they should go in and take the land that was God's gift to the people, and the other 10, they essentially say, man, we wish we were dead. We wish we had died along the way. We should kill Moses and go back to Egypt and be slaves because there's no way that we could go in and conquer the people who were there. Let's just give up. Let's not trust God. And the thing that just struck me about this whole narrative is first that the land, the promised land, was God's gift to God's people. It was a gift. It was a gift to be received by faith. We see that in the Old and the New Testament, that the gift of God is always to be received by faith. But the people, the text tells us, the people despised God by essentially distrusting his promise and by disobeying his clear command to go into the land and receive this good gift that God was giving to them. And there's so many great questions to wrestle with when you study this text and think on what God was doing in his people and through Moses in Numbers 13 and 14. And the thing that just struck me is just the reminder that the gift of God is received by faith in God. The gift of God is received by faith in God. And for the people in Numbers 13 and 14, the particular gift was land. But for us, if we were going to ask the question, well, what's the gift of God that I am being presented with, so to speak, that is to be received by faith? And the answer is what the answer always is for those of us who follow Jesus. The answer is Jesus. Jesus is the gift of God. And just like in the Old Testament and like the New Testament tells us, the gift of God, Jesus, God's Son, is to be received by faith. And the great thing for us is when we receive Jesus, we receive all these other things that just come with the mere fact that we have trusted God's Son, Jesus. And there are so many, there's more than we can list in this short drive cast, but just to give you a couple things, we receive the Holy Spirit, the presence of and power of God in you, like literally God in you at all times, in all places, the presence and the power of God. We receive reconciliation to God, and we receive adoption into God's family, and we also receive eternal life. We receive an eternal inheritance, a glorified body and a glorified earth, beholding the glory of the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. Jesus is the gift of God, and he is to be received by faith. And we see this both in Numbers 13 and 14 and in passages like John 3:16, where the word tells us that God, he so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus. And whoever believes in him, whoever trusts him, whoever has faith in him, whoever believes in him wouldn't perish, but would have everlasting life. And the question I'd like you to think about for a moment with me this morning is, have you received the gift of God? Have you trusted God's Son, Jesus? And if you have, man, I don't know what circumstances you have going on right now, but you have everything you need in Jesus. God has saved you, and it's so very good. You have the gift of God if you have trusted Jesus. And if you haven't, I guess I would ask, why not? Why have you not yet said yes to God's free offer of eternal life in his son, Jesus? And maybe today's your day. And so either way, wherever you are, I would love for us to take a moment and let's pray together. If you would say, yes, I have already received God's gift, I've already received Jesus, let's take a moment and just praise him for how he has saved us. And let's also ask him for opportunities to verbally share that gift with anyone that we come in contact with today. And if you would say, you know what, I don't know that I've said yes to that yet. I don't know that I can say that I've received Jesus, that I've believed in God's Son Jesus, that I've received this gift, I would encourage you just to pray and ask God to reveal himself to you through the Holy Spirit, and that maybe today, maybe even in this moment, you would receive God's gift of eternal life through his Son Jesus. But regardless, let's all take a moment and pray together now, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.